The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 581. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and podcaster, and you can find a link to all of the artists in the show notes, along with show times and chapters for each song when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. If you hear music you love, please email the artist to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. There are several people who sent feedback about listening to the podcast while going for their daily walk. And I love to hear that. Walking is not only good for your body, it's also good for the environment. And I've been listening to the Carbon Sessions podcast. Those are put out by the Carbon Almanac, a book offering practical tips on how we can take better care of our planet. It's obviously not super practical for most of us to walk to, like, say, the grocery store. That's why one of my rules is if I need just like 3 or 4 items, then I have to walk or bike. In any case, I want to encourage you to go for a walk today while you listen to the show. Take the music with you as you wake up, or perhaps in the day, with a delightful walk through the community. Do you have the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast app? It's 100% free. You can listen to hundreds of episodes of the podcast. Download it right now. There's a link in the show notes. We kicked off the show with the Bow Tides. They have a brand new album out. It's called Sailing On. That was the Bow Tides Jigs. Next up is Nathan Gourley and Laura Feddersen with I Ne'er Shall Ween Her and Hardyman's Fancy from their album Brightly or Darkly.
We argued that, now we're separated. And if by chance I pass her by, Here, ma'am, says I. To hell with you, she sniffles.
To hell with all your orders. I want no rules or borders. I spend me time a running round, drinking pints of porter.
There's some who do their daily toil and seem to be contented. If that was me, I'd whinge all day and no doubt be demented. I tip me hat to workers all who bear their situation. I'll never be wage slave, for it's not me life's vocation.
To hell with all your orders, I want no rules or borders. I spend me time around and round, drinking pints of porter.
you came floating by. Wings never missed a beat. Colors bold and bright, blue and gold and green. You know you could stick around, you don't have to leave. My hummingbird love, won't you stay with me, please? My hummingbird love, try not to scare you. And what you do, there's melody in your eyes, passion in your bloom. My hummingbird love, I am in love you. My hummingbird love, try not to scare you.
After Gourley and Feddersen came the Irish Rovers with No Rules or Borders from their album No End in Sight. Then Ron Cody with Sylvia and Mikey's Reel and Patty on the Turnpike. And that's from his album The Talking Rake. And I picked that track because the latest issue of Irish Music Stories was talking about that tune, Patty on the Turnpike, and the various incarnations over the years. And I thought it was really cool. So I was determined to put it into the podcast. You can find a link to Irish Music Stories at irishmusicstories.org. And we finished up the set with Wee Banjo 3. That was Hummingbird. It's from their brand new album, Open the Road. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. And I would really love to get some more feedback sessions. Again, send me a message, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. The band Willows replied to a Facebook post where their song was one of the best. Thanks, such a super surprise. Mary Grace Autumn Lee was also voted a best of an episode. And she responded, I feel like I need to frame this in my house. Being right next to Lunasa is pretty amazing. Thanks for the support. Carol Sisters replied to the Lunasa post, "What an honor to be in that group and on your podcast. Thank you." And finally, George emailed, "Hi, Mark. I love the show and congrats on the recent award. Being of Spanish descent, I love the episode you did a while back on Spanish Celtic music and the influences. As a guitarist, I was wondering if there are any books you recommend to learn either fiddle tunes or songs in general so that I can play on solo guitar or join in on a jam session. Cheers. P.S. Thanks for doing the past episode on mental health." You are very welcome for that. And I can't recommend any books because I play the auto harp and I really don't know the Celtic guitar much. I feel like I have a Celtic guitar book on my shelf, but I haven't actually used it. So, but if you out there, anyone out there has a suggestion for George about, how to play Celtic guitar, email me CelticPodcast@gmail.com so I can share that. Hey, quick note, the Celtic Christmas podcast is now live and I have another new format for 2022. There are several tracks of music plus a story in the first two episodes. Hopefully I can collect a few more Christmas stories to fill out the season. If you know of a Celtic band with Christmas music, please have them submit music to the show at 4celts.com. Number 4, Celts.com. The first episode features the all-female Celtic group Triskelie out of Albany, New York. Visit the website to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And here is Triskelie with Rising of the Moon. It's from their live album, The Color City Uprising.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, for the pipes must be together at the rising of the moon.
How come, tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so? Hush your bugle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon, for the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, for the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon. Oh, come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where's the gathering to be? In the old spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. Monmore word for signal, token, whistle, art, marching tune. Put a pike's upon your shoulder at the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. Put a pike's upon your shoulder at the rising of the moon.
From many a mud wall cabin, eyes watching through the night. Many manly hearts beating for the blessed morning light. Rumors ran along the valley like the banshee's lonely croon. And a thousand pikes were flashing at the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. And a thousand pikes were flashing at the rising of the moon.
All along that singing river, that black mass of men were seen. High above their shining weapons hung their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistle out the marching tune.
Hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon. 'Tis the rising of the moon, 'tis the rising of the moon. Hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon. 'Tis the rising of the moon, 'tis the rising of the moon.
Freedom is the rising of the moon. Woo!
buxom, fine widow that lives in a spot in Dublin, they call it the Queue. Me shop and me store is laid out on the street, and me palace consists of one room. By Patrick Street corner for 35 years I've stood be me store, that's no lie. And while I was there, nobody would dare to say black was the white of me eye. You may travel from Clare to the County Kildare, from Dublin straight down to Macroom. And where would you see a fine widow like me? Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Queue. My boys, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Queue. I sell apples and oranges and nuts and sweet peas, bullseye and sugar stick sweet. On Saturday night, I sell second-hand clothes from the floor of me stall on the street. I sell fish every Friday laid out on a plank, fresh mackerel and lovely ray. But the best is me herring, it's the finest of herring I want swam in Dublin Bay. You may travel from Clare to the County Kildare, from Dublin straight down to Macroom. And where would you see a fine widow like me? Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Queue. My boys, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Queue. Son Mick, and he plays on the fife, he plays in the Longford Street Band. It would do your heart good just to see them march out when the band goes to Dollymount Strand. In the park on a Sunday we made quite a dash, the neighbours looked on in surprise. With me Aberdeen shawl and me bonnet so tall, I dazzle the sight of your eyes. You may travel from Clare to the County Kildare, from Dublin straight down to Macroom. And where would you see a fine widow like me? Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Queue. My boys, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Queue. Thank you.
The hills have lost a mountain, and the heather has gone away, and the sky is full of rain clouds on this a Highland day. Your death has left a sadness that only you can restore by the memories and the stories of the glory days of yore. And as the mists slowly drift from view, and the pipes refrain from calling, as the rain becomes a battle has been fought, and your body has been torn, and the scars are now a testament of the fight that's left you worn. For my heart is torn and weary, and my mind is full of pain, but now the war is over, and you have everything to gain. And as the mists slowly drift from view, and the pipes refrain from calling, as the rain becomes the evening dew, my Highlander has fallen. A man, they say, is measured by the deeds that he has done, by the friends who keep akin to the life he had become. Well, my friend, I know of such a man as this, for whom life was fullest lived until last breath of life, eternal friend. As the mists slowly drift from view, and the pipes refrain from calling, as the rain becomes the evening, my Highlander has fallen.
After Triskelly came Raúl Sanz with La Puerta Abierta and El Extraño Pasajero from his album La Espiral del Lobo. Then came Banshee in the Kitchen with Biddy Mulligan from The Last Pint, Not. The Border Collies was after that with Scotland, Blackberry Blossom from Sticks and Stones. And finally, The Secret Commonwealth with My Highlander from Last Call. Thank you so much, patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out at least four times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you hear episodes before regular listeners, vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show. All that for as little as $1 per episode. You can also get music-only episodes and free MP3s. There's a bunch of bonus episodes that have come out featuring some of the best songs voted on by you. I'm trying to narrow down the votes to make this year's Celtic Top 20, and so much great music. A special thanks to our newest patrons of the podcast, Stephen Butcher, Maggie Campbell, and Kevin Darks. Here is your three-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to spend every week. $1, $5, $10. Make sure you cap how much you want to spend per month. And number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon. Just follow the link at songhinge.com. And every year I do take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything listening. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. In 2023, we're going on a Celtic invasion of County Mayo in Ireland, and we're going to explore the area and get to know Grace O'Malley, the Pirate Queen. You can learn more about the invasion as it becomes available at CelticInvasion.com. All right, Hearthfire is up next with Last Round. This is from their album, After the Fall.
Thank you.
After Hearthfire came Killrush with Killaville, Swallowtail, and Sleeve Russell from their self-titled album. Then came Bryn Holmes with SOS from Everything You Never Wanted. And finally, Claire Sands with Keep the Flame Burning from her self-titled album. Thank you so much for listening to this week's show. If you want to get Celtic music news in your inbox, the Celtic Music Magazine is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. And don't forget to vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2022. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. Your vote helps me create next year's best Celtic music of 2022. And we are nearing the end. All voting will end. I think it's either December 1st or December 8th. I forget when, but I think somewhere around that area. So the beginning of December, all the voting is going to end. I'm going to start compiling the best Celtic Top 20. So get your votes in as soon as possible. We are going to finish up the show with Kinfolk. They have a brand new album out. It's The Knotted Circle. This is a track called The Transatlantic Set. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you again next week. Sláinte. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Kilt Father. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the podcast and our mailing list. You'll find links to all the artists in this episode. You'll get access to our Best of the Year playlist, and you will better connect with your Celtic heritage. The show is supported by our patrons of the podcast on Patreon. Subscribe to get bonus music-only podcasts and vote in the Celtic Top 20. The Irish Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. Finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.